This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Lexington listener Wendy Lovell sent me a note that said, in part, a local massage therapist, clown, musician, and more, Kelly Harris is a unique individual in Rockbridge who bubbles with creativity. Wendy thought I should talk with Kelly Harris, and so I did.
Somebody asked if there's anything I don't do, and I said windows. I love adventure, and that's from the time I was a little teeny kid. So all the things that gave me joy as a kid, somehow I've been able to turn into careers.
Such as?
My mother gave me piano lessons. I started when I was about 7 and a half. And so I played for churches and local community events and things. And, oh, I was so wonderful. Everybody thought I was great. And I started songwriting. And when I got ready to go on the road playing music, she said, "We never thought by giving you piano lessons it would come to this." So I was on the road and cruise ships for 5 years. And so that turned into a career. And then when I moved back to Lexington.
Is that where you grew up?
I was born in Lexington, and I left there when I was about 7. We moved just outside of D.C. And so that's where I graduated high school and started college. In 99, I moved back to Rockbridge County, and I've been able to do the music. I've been a massage therapist for 22 years. And one day somebody asked if I would go sing happy birthday to someone at W&L dressed in a clown suit. And I said, yes, I will. And then they told me how much money they were going to give me, and I said, I'll sing it twice. And so I dressed as a clown.
Did you just have a clown suit
sitting around? No, it was the Totally Party Place in Lexington that said, let's see, who in Rockbridge County would dress up like a clown and go sing happy birthday? Let's call Kelly. And so a new career was born, and I ended up talking him out of the clown suit. And so that's how Casey the Clown was born. When I was a kid, I started doing ventriloquism when I was about 12. My baby sister was 6, and before I got a puppet, she actually sat on my lap, and I would pull her hair when I wanted her to open her mouth. My parents felt sorry for her and bought me a Danny O'Day ventriloquist doll for Christmas. Then I started using hand puppets. And then somebody who was a retired narcotics officer used to do McGruff the Crime Dog. So he said, you know what, I used to do these in the show for the kids. I was never a ventriloquist, but we used this McGruff, and it was a puppet. And he said, I can't think of anybody better to have it. So he gave it to me, and that was in 2004 or something. So I thought, well, this is probably a good time to pick up the ventriloquism again. So he's actually, we'll say his cousin is McGruff the Crime Dog. So now he is D-O-G. D-O-G. He has about 75 outfits bought from local thrift stores and homemade outfits. He's got a handmade Elvis and a handmade clown outfit. And we piece together all kinds of outfits for him for birthday parties.
Ted, give me a little sample of D.O.G.'s voice.
I just happen to have D.O.G. with me. Now, I will say,
hallelujah.
He had a busy Christmas, and so he's still sort of dressed as Santa's helper. So he's really hot, too.
Oh, it's hot in that thing. It is really hot in there. Look at me, and the glasses are all good. Hello, Miss Woodruff, how are you?
Nobody calls me Miss Woodruff. Martha.
Martha.
I am fine. And you had a busy Christmas?
Yes, I did. Ho, ho, ho.
How are you doing that physically? Can we peek behind the curtain and you actually tell me how you go? Because your lips are hardly moving.
Hardly.
And you're making a voice that isn't yours.
Well, I guess it's her somewhere in there.
Well, I teach children how to do ventriloquism because it's so much fun. The easiest way to do it is if you separate your lips just a little, put your finger up against your lips and say the alphabet. Now, obviously, M's and T's and P's are really hard to do. So what you do is put your tongue up against your teeth and you sort of roll the sound and make it sound like that letter. So you can't say, it's hard to say money, M-O-N-E-Y, but you can go money. And if you're saying it in a sentence, it sounds
like
money.
People get it.
So well, that's how I learned to talk.
That's fascinating. You know, I've always wondered about how to do that. Now I'm going to go home and practice.
Well, yes, you can. You can use a sock.
D.O.G.,
yes,
thank
Nate.
You very much for coming in. Your outfit is lovely.
Thank you very much.
Now, where
much.
Did that outfit come from? We're in a resplendent Santa Claus suit.
And a beard and glasses. And a hat.
The funny thing is, the pants came from one of those door stops that's filled with sand that you put on your... under your door at Christmas. Well, this happened to be a reindeer, and so he was doing a split. And so I had to sort of re-sew the pants, or D.O.G., I'd keep doing a split all the time. So then the beard came from an old bear that was dressed as Santa. So I took the beard off the bear and made the mustache. And the glasses are actually a pair of my arms are too short glasses. What else? That's about, the hat was just an old Christmas hat I had. And now I look like ho, 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 Santa Claus.
Where did the jacket come from?
The jacket came with the pants, and then I knitted him his boots.
Oh, for the reindeer.
Right.
Okay.
So, and then I knitted his little boots.
And so you knit?
I do.
All right. Have you ever had a full-time job?
Yes. I have had a bajillion full-time jobs, and if you think I'm exaggerating, I'm really not. I have done anything from a waitress to sold Pepsi machines and worked with them on a promotion outside of D.C. I sold pianos. I sold seeds when I was 9 years old and Christmas cards and Grit magazine. I worked for dairy stores and made banana splits and stuff. I was a commodity trading assistant coming directly off the cruise ship. I said, I'm turning 30. I need a real job. So I said, sure. Commodity trading assistant just fits right into after working 4 hours a day for 5 years that I go and work a real job. Liked it a lot, but it was just a little too stressful and it wasn't me. So from there I said, well, shoot, let me go back to school. So I decided to go to massage therapy school because one of my friends on the cruise ship was a massage therapist. And she said, gosh, with you playing piano all those years, you would probably be really good at this. And so I did that while I was going to school. I supplemented my income by playing for cocktail parties, piano, and singing, putting little groups together, playing for country clubs. And then I became the music director for the Annabelle Lee Riverboat in Richmond. So it's that kind of thing. It's just an adventure.
Let's talk about the S word, security. A lot of people are chasing security, or so we're led to believe, and it seems to me as though you have just said no to security.
Apparently.
Does that take any effort?
I'm 52, so the security word is getting a little more scary.
Uh-huh.
I will say that I pay my mortgage, and I've got a really high credit rating, which is wonderful, as far as extra money to go to the south of France for the winter or to buy filet mignon instead of hamburger doesn't happen. But
you're okay with this?
Yes, I am. I mean, it would be great if I had a larger portfolio and I didn't have quite so much to worry about. But I'm doing okay, yeah. And I'm still happy with what I do, so I guess that's the difference.
All right.
I could do the corporate thing, but I'm not very good at it.
Oh, yes. And Kelly Harris, along with her myriad pretend sidekicks, also does a half-hour Saturday Kids show on WRELAM Radio in Lexington that features such things as history, movement, and jokes. Here's a very condensed taste.
Hi, everybody. It's time again for Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-Kid-a-
The typewriter was patented by Englishman Henry Mill. In 1785, balloonist Jean-Pierre Blechard made the first successful air crossing of the Today, our exercise music is Mozart's Serenade No. 13 in G major, Ein klein Nachtmusik, Romance Andante. So I want you to start by stretching your arms above your head.
It's time for the jokes.
No, I wanted to go first.
Okay, everybody, we need to take turns. Casey asked first. She said, what do porcupines say after they hug?
She said, ouch! Okay, my turn.
This song is called Put on a Happy Face, so let's do that for today. And then try it again tomorrow. See ya!
Bye, everybody!
You got any plans?
If I can get as much joy as I do right now and still am able to pay my mortgage and buy cat food and dog food, I'm pretty happy. As I said, I'd love to have more security. It would be great if I won the lottery or if I sell my little rental house or something. By the way, I do have a house for sale. Because of the prices of things, it's just so hard to try to keep up. And then had a few leaks in the roof and car repairs. And for people, we creative people, it kind of pushes us over the edge or to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a song or a story comes out of it, though. Balances out.
You'll find a link to Kelly Harris's website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.